Simon, as away wins go, is that at the more satisfying end of the scale with your team's performance?
Well, it's a good one because it's never easy to get away victories in the Championship. In terms of the overall game, I thought first half we were very comfortable. They never created anything. Goalkeepers never had a shot to save. We were disappointed that we didn't pass the ball better on the first half, where we could have exploited sort of the frailties that that were possibly there for the home team tonight. But we did a professional job, and as the away team, that's what you do. You make sure they're hard to beat. You play from the shape of your team, and you know that you're going to get chances because we've got players in the team to do that. Second half gets a bit different. Open up. The game opens up because of our first goal. They have nothing to lose, obviously, trying to get back into it. We're disappointed with the goal that we conceded. But after that, we showed great attitude, mental strength to come back into it. And before we scored the winner, DJ could have actually made us 2-1. And overall, satisfying result, as you said.
Were there two particularly satisfying elements? That first half, how tight you kept it and how little you gave away, and that led, of course, to Bristol City getting booed off at half-time, and then the attacking prowess that you showed second half.
Yeah, look, we always put the team out to make sure that they play from the shape of the team. They know all the jobs that they're supposed to be doing. Our record already this season shows that we're hard to break down, but also we've got people that are capable of producing moments of class and with delivery or finishing chances. And first half we were very comfortable. We've been to QPR, we've been to Brighton and kept clean sheets. We've been I think we went on a run of six games where we kept clean sheets in the Championship, which takes a lot of doing. But also we know that we've got the other side of the game, and I think when you look at the first goal, it's a great goal. It's a great ball from Gallien to Doyle. We followed his pass, nice little touch, and Kelly put it to an area where Joe might have scored, but obviously an own goal was a decisive touch.
I think it was only a couple of minutes that you were in front for. How much character did it show once they'd equalised to drag yourself back in front again?
We're disappointed in the first place because we were a little bit open in from the set of the I think the second phase of a set piece that Flint had the first opportunity to bring it down unmarked, and then Wilbraham had finished it off unmarked. So we were disappointed, but again that gave them a lift because the crowd suddenly got behind them again. But we showed great mental attitude that we didn't want to lie down and accept that we were just going to draw the game or even lose it. And you saw the way we broke. DJ obviously hit the post, and then other half opportunities came along. Yeah, my goalkeeper made some saves, but he wasn't making last ditch saves week minute after minute. There's a lot of balls coming into the box. He caught a lot of catches, which he's good at doing. So overall, it's a real professional performance, and we'll take that all day long.
Great moment for Greg Cunningham to get the winning goal. Is it all the better because it looked like a training ground routine from the corner?
Well, he's had a lot of stick over the last sort of few weeks and months that he doesn't look like scoring in training, never mind in a game. He keeps telling me that he wants to go up, and we've put him up there and he's got nowhere near things. And look, we've got plenty of routines that we do, and that was one that would come off tonight. That's obviously something that we won't be doing at the weekend because everybody knows about it. But it's great for him because he's absolutely top draw player, top draw lad as well, and we're fortunate to have him here because he's been one of our most consistent players. For us, so it's a real sweet moment for him tonight to get that winner.
You had a debutant in Ben Pearson. How happy were you with him? He was a tenacious character in there.
Yeah, look, I'm really pleased with him. To say that he's only just come into the group yesterday, I had no hesitation about putting him into the team. We moved Galley a little bit further forward to try and get him on the ball a little bit higher up to create the chances, but knew that he would be in around Freeman as well, out of possession, and kept it simple, effective, made tackles. Again, he's got a bright future. I'm glad that delighted that we signed him.
Never rains but it pours with these away trips. Ipswich at the weekend. What are you expecting from that one?
Yeah, look, we've had a difficult trip on Friday, Saturday down to Peterborough. Supporters were fantastic tonight to have made that trip to take time off work, the money, and then back late again tonight, early hours in the morning. And then I'll be down to Ipswich again on Friday. We're fortunate that we're staying down all week, that we can just go back to the hotel tonight and then across to the Ipswich area of the country on tomorrow. So it's part and parcel of it, but we had it a few weeks ago when we were down here. We beat Charlton on a Tuesday night, which set us up for another good performance at Brighton, and hopefully that's the case against a strong Ipswich team, and we've had a good result tonight.
And league-wise, do you feel like you're building up a bit of a head of steam at the moment?
but we're doing okay. We ain't going to get carried away. We're not saying we're going to do this, we're going to do that. We'll just keep plodding away. We just want to turn up in training every day, do the best that we can. Every game that we're involved in, I want the players to do everything that they're capable of doing for themselves and for the team, and just see where it takes us. If you've got an honest bunch of players that you can rely on from 9 times out of 10, then I'll take them all day long.
And I'll be the one to throw a name at you because we've got to the end now. Liam Grimshaw, reports coming out of Scotland that he's gone back to Manchester United in order to join Preston. Is there anything you can tell us about that?
Yes. He's agreed personal terms. He's got medical in the morning, which we're expecting to pass. He'll be down with the group, hopefully, tomorrow afternoon. So he's a young lad that I know. He's obviously had a fantastic background at Manchester United. Learnt first-hand playing in the Scottish Premier League. And versatile player, can play right-back, anywhere in the back four, midfield as well. So, again, got that connection with Manchester United that we've got good young players coming out of there, and we want young players that are hungry for success and to further their careers. So I'm delighted that we've got him. And again, you thank the owner for sort of helping you out to get some more bodies in the building.